who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. What I appreciate about what Paul's telling me here is that I've got to be adaptable. I have to be willing to know who it is I'm talking to and be willing to approach them on their terms, in terms they understand, I should say. I don't mean their terms in the sense that if they want to hear a different gospel, I'll give them that different gospel. That's not what Paul's saying. He's not saying if they want a different variation on the truth, then give them a different variation on the truth. That's not what Paul's saying. But what Paul said was, when I talked to Jews, I would take them back into the Old Testament law. I'd go back to Abraham. I'd talk about Moses. I talk about the prophets and all the things that these Jewish audiences should know about their own history, and I would lead them to know about how Jesus came to be because of this great lineage that they were a part of. In many senses, though, that would be futile to a Greek audience. It's not as much value to try to take a Greek audience and take them back to Abraham and try to talk to them about all the great promises God made and all the law and the prophets and try to get them to Jesus based on a law and based on a system that they were never part of. That creates a different kind of challenge. Paul says, I tried to know my audience. I tried to know who I'm speaking to. And so that I might be able to share the message of Jesus in a way that they understand. To those who are of the law, we'll talk about the law, he said. To those who were not under that Old Testament law, he says, I talk to them about the law of Christ. We need to recognize that sometimes we're not willing to get past our agenda. Be careful when we go to try to share the message of Jesus that we don't have a specific agenda in mind and we're unwilling to adapt that agenda and the conversations to meet the needs of the person we're talking to. And we forget sometimes that we don't always know exactly. Sometimes the greatest asset we have in sharing the message is our ears and listening to what people are saying to us so that we can understand where they're at. You can't get them to Jesus. You can't help lead them anywhere until you know where you're at first, right? I traveled to New York City. Well, we went to the Statue of Liberty. This was years ago, before GPS, before everybody had Garmin's and TomTom and whoever else they talk to in their cars nowadays, right? And before all that, all we had was Yahoo Maps. You remember those? When you actually had to print it out? Oh, you know, and we actually had to look at something on paper. You know, what a horrible stage of life that was, right? And so I had directions. They were useless getting me to the Statue of Liberty. So I just started watching the signs. I said, there's a sign that says Statue. I said, hey, we're going to Liberty Park. Let's just go to Liberty Park, follow the signs. Guess what the problem was, though? On the way out, there aren't any signs that said, Brian, this is the way back to your hotel. And now I got to figure out where I'm at so that I can figure out what? Where I'm going. Sometimes people need to figure out where they're at spiritually. We may need to spend some time in discussion with somebody trying to figure out where they're at spiritually before we know where it is we can lead and help and guide them spiritually. But sometimes we're unwilling to listen. Sometimes we've just got what we're going to say, and here it comes, and we don't care. Sometimes you got to know where folks are at. Let me give you a biblical example there. You remember the Ethiopian eunuch? Philip arrives with the Ethiopian eunuch, Acts chapter 8. And the eunuch is reading from the prophet Isaiah, right? He's reading from the prophet Isaiah. And the eunuch, remember, he had a question, right? He had a singular thought process he was trying to get to. He's reading from the prophet. And the question was, is he talking about himself or is he talking about somebody else when he's speaking about this idea of a lamb to the slaughter? Now, you imagine if Philip hears that eunuch say that and he says, that's a great question. But before I answer that, let me tell you a little bit about sheep. Sheep are woolly creatures, and we shear them, right? No, that's not what Philip did. What did Philip do? He preached unto him Jesus. Why did he preach unto him Jesus? Because that's the answer to the question. Is the prophet talking about himself or somebody else? Philip says he's talking about somebody else. He's talking about Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. That's who he's talking about. Philip would have never gotten there if he'd gone into that circumstance with an agenda in mind and had a certain line of thought that he was going to forcefully share. He had to listen to the man's questions. So others can be saved. I will become all things. Say that to yourself. I will become all things to all men that I might be able to save some. I want to be adaptable. Not this. This doesn't adapt. This doesn't change. Truth isn't altered. I change. I adapt. So others can be saved. Let me add a thought at the end of this text in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Paul also said about this process of sharing the message, he said, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." May I suggest to you all this morning, I don't know very many of you at all, and so this isn't an indictment because I don't know you. It's a generic statement. But I fear that a lot of the effectiveness and work of many who are striving to share the message of Christ with a community and their neighbors and their friends is adversely affected by a minority who want to live riotously, who want to live and conduct themselves undisciplined, who do not honor the moral standard of Jehovah. And so all the while, on one side, there's a group of individuals who are striving to talk about God and Jesus and all the things that that entails. And here's a small pocket of folks who want to live as they want to live and conduct themselves in any fashion they choose, and they're adversely affecting the work of these others. Because the world sees